All right. So welcome, everyone, to actually this is technically our first call. We had our kickoff call last week for Creating Heaven on Earth. And this is actually our first call because we've all been doing the first week of the course on our own. And this call is going to be all about reflecting on that, of what you've been going through this week, deepening whatever that experience is, and also answering questions and sharing what our experiences with this first week, which is A. So let's, A as in angels, the acronym for angels. So we're going to say our prayer, and then we'll get into it. What do you think, ladies?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Good. Let's do it. All right. So let's take a big, deep breath. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, we come together today with open hearts, open minds, and an open spirit. We allow this time together today to be a time of revelation, a time of support, and a time of love. We call in all the angels, and especially because of this week, we call in Archangel Metatron to help us to see the truth, to see ourselves in truth, to feel our truth of our relationships, of our career, of our life path, of anything that we need to see the truth more of, to remove the blocks to seeing the truth. So we invite Archangel Metatron here today, and our guardian angels, and the ascended masters, and our own private guides to be with us in this sacred circle as we dwell in the higher realms of our consciousness and the deepest part of our spirit today. Thank you very much, and so it is. Amen. All right, everyone. So this week was the first week that started us out. And the first week, I'll just repeat it, is for A. And as I've said before, that this course is a breaking down of the letters in the word angels. And it came to me very specifically. And so the first week was align with source. Take time every day to get very quiet and listen beyond the chatter of your mind. And we talked about last week sort of how you hear the angels and what our ego is telling us and what, you know, these subtle realms of the angels and the subtle voices that are coming to us through, we went through it, I won't go through it again, what, you know, through things like another person saying something or our intuition or seeing something in our life, of how the angels are really communicating with us all the time. But we can't really do that until we get beyond this kind of ego chatter that's saying, do this, do that, go here, go there, the kids got to be picked up, and all those things are valid. But until we can train ourselves to be like, I'm going to put that over there, and I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen. And it takes practice. And I know last time some of us here on this call already said, I'm meditating all the time, or I meditate sometimes. And the big part of this lesson this week was the breathing and the meditation. So I'm going to open it up to all of us, because this is, as we move forward in the next 5 weeks after this week, I want to be here for you to use me, to ask me questions, to relay your experience and where you're stuck or where you have a triumph or where it feels like, oh, that's working or this isn't working. And this week we're going to talk about meditation, breathing, and we will touch on Archangel Metatron too. So let me ask you all, and anyone can talk at any time, just like we always do here. What has your experience been with taking the time to do the meditation, the let go meditation, every day, or as much as you could this week? What has your experience been? Anyone can start talking.
Okay, well, this is Roxanne.
Okay, Roxanne, thank you.
Not real good with meditating. It's a hard thing for me.
Okay.
The mind chatter and the drifting and you know, like you say, the random things jump in there. So I sort of have a hard time with it. I actually managed 20 minutes this week, so for me that's like awesome. I've never
done
that in my life.
Let's all give her a big round of applause. Yay!
Woohoo!
Good, Roxanne. Good. Keep
so,
going.
I mean, I'm trying to get there, but it's a difficult thing for me, and I wish I could be better at it. You know, like I said, the things, all the little normal thoughts that intrude and your mind drifts, and it's like, okay, wait, get back to where we are.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's the hard part for me.
Yeah, I know. Good. First of all, I'll give you a big round of applause again for that, because a lot of people are in your situation, Roxanne. I'm telling you, they are, and most of us are, and I go through it at times, and I've been meditating for over 35 years of my life. So, and there's times where you're like, oh, I can't do it. But it is one of the things that I'll say, and I'm not sure if I say it in the audio or not, but you know, meditation is not about getting anywhere. It's not about achieving something. It's about sinking into the present, more. And a lot of us think, you know, our egos will keep going, but I have to get to that place. So I have to get to that place. I have to get to that place. In a way, that's the opposite of what meditation is.
Right.
Meditation is about just be. And the ego will go crazy. It'll go crazy. It'll say, no, 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 you can't just be, because if you're just being, you're going to lose yourself. And just like, you know, in gospel, it says you have to lose your life to gain your life. You have to lose your, we have to lose our concept of what we are so we can go, oh, it's much bigger than this. It's much bigger, and we feel it. So I would encourage you to be like, it's not about getting anywhere. It's about being more, and sinking into the present and sinking into it. The ego is always going to say, but what about the car? What about the laundry? What about my job? What about where I'm going to? It'll always say that. And you just go, thank you for sharing. I'm going to stay in the breath. It's funny though, right? So thank you for sharing, right?
Okay.
Because spirit isn't heavy and it's not serious.
Right.
It's light. It's light. It's like, you know, we need to lighten up and go, it's not about getting anywhere. It's about allowing spirit to just be with us and having the courage to say, I'm going to stick with it and I'm going to stay. And maybe I can stick with it for a minute and a half. And then I go, oh, I'm back in the ego, whatever. And maybe the next time I can stick with it for a minute and three quarters. And then pretty soon when you start to stick with it for a little more than 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you might sit for 10 minutes, but the amount of time you're really hooked into spirit might be a minute. But the more you do it, you go, oh, I remember this. It's like coming home again. And you will start to go, ah, this is coming home to myself. And then when you come home to yourself, then we start to feel the vastness of the universe and the love of God and the love of that's always supporting us. And when we get there, then we're open. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I encourage, say again, sorry.
It's the journey, not the destination.
It is. It is. Our ego always wants us to get to the destination. Always.
That's very helpful to keep in mind. That when
yeah.
I'm ever feeling that way, that I get in a hurry, oh, we got to get through this. I got to get on to the next thing. That's ego.
Yeah, because there's nothing but now. And I think, did I say that one of my favorite quotes on our kickoff call, that there is no there?
Yeah.
Worth repeating, though.
Yeah. You know, Gertrude Stein said that, you know, like 30, 40 years ago, and I always believe that to be true. And when you really start to live a spirited path, you really get that. You're like, there's no there. That's all an illusion. It's all here. And I'll give you another, if you haven't read The Power of Now, has anyone here read The Power of Now?
No,
I haven't.
Okay, it's you. You know who Eckhart Tolle is?
Yes.
He wrote The New Earth. Well, he wrote another book called The Power of Now, and I really, really, this is a book that I recommend to all of my private clients. They all have to read it. It's required reading, and I would encourage you to read it because it's all about there's nowhere to get but be. But to be, and when we sink into it, and that's what meditation is. So thank you for sharing that. And I also want to say, Roxanne, is like all of us need to be really conscious of our verbiage, because you were saying, and I say it too, I have a hard time with this.
Yes.
So maybe you can say, in the past I've had a hard time. Yesterday I had a hard time. 5 minutes ago I had a hard time. But now I'm open to having a different experience of it.
Right. And tomorrow it will be a breeze.
Exactly. And if it's not a breeze, at least you're open to a new experience of it.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Did that help, Roxanne?
Well, it's you're right. You have to think of change the way you look at it.
Yeah.
I just know my experience is like, yeah, I make the effort, but it just doesn't go as well as I would hope.
Yeah, because, yeah, in your experience has been that you didn't get to where you wanted to go. But in your own words, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
Right.
So, and that's where spirit lives. That's where the angels live. They live in the now. They're living in, they're always going, hey, what about, hey, go this way. Hey, what about the, and we're like, wait, no, I have dinner to prepare. I have this, I have other things. And while we're doing that, we're not hearing and we're not being in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. And it's really this kind of release of going, you mean I don't have to work? You mean I don't have to try? It's all done for me on some level. I mean, of course, we have to take action in the world. We have a body, whatever.
Right.
But we're trying to control it all the time.
Yeah.
So we just go, ah. And that's what taking the 5 or 10 minutes to say, I don't control this 5 or 10 minutes of my 24 hours of my life. I allow spirit to come through in that 5 or 10 minutes. And which isn't a lot. Good. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else have anything to say about meditation and their experience, or even just this week, about what they've been going through? Successes even, or challenges? Cindy? Michelle?
Oh, you're going
to
call on me.
I have your names, so I can call you out if I want to.
Yes, you can. Well,
Cindy, what do you want to say about meditation?
Okay. I do have this guided meditation that I do.
Uh-huh.
And some days it's great. You know, I can really stay on task and do all the breathing and watch the thoughts and feelings come and go.
Uh-huh.
But then at the end of it, it says, okay, now ask what it is you need to know now, and I just freeze up.
Oh, because that's all about expecting something.
Yeah, and so I don't know.
I love that. No, I'm. Thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of us do, even if we're not going through that. It's sort of like what we were just saying with Roxanne. It's like you're expecting to get somewhere. You're expecting an answer. You're expecting the peace. You're expecting the I'm enlightened. La.
Exactly. That's what I want.
Of course. And you know what? It's like the more that we want that, the more, on some level, we're pushing it away from us. We're not allowing it in. not
yeah.
allowing
yeah,
it in.
I do. I can just feel everything in my body clench.
It's sort of like, you know what? I'm trying to think of a really good example. It's sort of like, you know, oh, thank you. My guy just goes, best laid plans, best laid plans. It's sort of like, you know, that term, best laid plans.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that lesson. It's like no matter how much we organize how everything's going to be, it always goes a different way.
Right.
And that's how God works. That's how spirit works. It's like no matter what we decide what's going to be, it's always going to come from another source, or it's going to come in another form or whatever, because we can't ever determine what the result is. But we can go, I want an experience of being more peaceful. I want an experience of feeling more loving. I want an experience of feeling more. And it's the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's the feelings, not the form that it comes in.
Right, that makes
Does that make sense, Cindy?
It does.
So if we don't worry about, like, I got the answer, I know exactly what it is, ding, but we go, oh, I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's your answer.
There you go. I like that.
And when we're working with angels, it's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not everyone can work with angels. Ladies, because angels are this frequency, like we talked about, it's a very high vibration. And the higher the vibration, the more we have to hear it, to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It very rarely will come like, ding, bam. It will come like, you feel a little better, don't you? And you go, oh, I do. I didn't realize it. Oh. That's it. And within that subtle little feeling better is the peace of God, is the peace of the divine. Let's all breathe deep. Yeah. So that's how it comes to us, in that subtle form. And I would say, you know, there's different... I'm not sure if I say this on the audio. I haven't listened to it in a little while. But, you know, there's a difference between meditation and guided visualization. Did I talk about that with you all?
You did.
I did?
Well, yes, you did.
Okay. So some can be a little bit more, you know, towards meditation. But ultimately, if there's a lot of speaking or if there's a lot of guiding, and as we go through, the rest of the course is guided visualization, just so you know.
Okay.
It's different than this meditation. So if it's trying to help you to get somewhere, which these will, but allow yourself to be like, I'm not there, but I'm feeling my way through it. I'm feeling my way through it. And if I don't get there, I'm saying this as you, as the student. Oh, I'm not getting where this guided visualization is taking me, just like you're saying, Cindy, I didn't get the answer. I didn't get the answer. Then you just say, oh, well, maybe it's not right for me right now. Or maybe I'm not in that vibration. And you do it again. You try. Okay?
Okay.
But thank you for saying that. I think that a lot of meditation, and that's one of the reasons why using the word meditation sometimes, that in itself gets the ego going, oh, I'm supposed to be peaceful. I'm supposed to be enlightened. I'm going to be Buddha. And if I'm not Buddha, something's wrong with me.
Yeah, that's right where I go.
Yeah. And, I mean, does anyone else go there, sort of?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's okay. That's totally fine. But it's not about that. Because the word meditation implies I am going to sit under the Bodhi tree and I'm going to be enlightened master but you know what? The reality is we're going to get little tiny glimpses of it. Little tiny glimpses of it. And then at some point in our life, we might have it a little longer but for right now we go, oh, I felt it for a second. Oh, that's awesome. Or maybe I didn't. it's okay. We're exactly where we need to be right now. And as soon as we, and here's the dichotomy, as soon as we let go of trying to get somewhere, we get there.
Yes.
We do. And there's the sort of like the mental mind, you know what, where you have to go, I have to let it go. I have to allow it to be. And then your consciousness will be like, I feel really good. I feel peaceful. So good. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Michelle, I know that you have your daughter there with you. Did you want to say anything about meditation? Just wanted to ask.
My thing on meditation is always I get stuck is with time.
Mm.
I want to. I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
But before I know it, my day is done, and I'm so exhausted that I just rather go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
It's just
looking
the time part of it right now.
Right. Have I talked to you all about the shower, about showering?
Yeah. You told me that.
And I really believe that the showering is really the key here. Because most of you, especially working mothers that have the kids that are doing different things, you know, it's tough. It's tough, and I think that one of the things, consistency is key. It's key because it reminds you all the time. And if you can just be like, you know, most of us take a shower every day. If that shower is 3 minutes, you soap up, you put your conditioner on, you take, and we're going to talk about breathing in a second, you take 10 deep breaths and you allow yourself to be in the now. That's meditation. And if that's all you can do right now, it doesn't even matter. Because, you know, it's like in the Course in Miracles, you know, he says, give me 5 minutes and I will be in charge. Give me 5 minutes of your day and I will be in charge of all your thought forms for the rest of your day. And that's what meditation is. We say, I'm going to turn away from the world for 5 minutes, for 3 minutes. And I'm going to look into the bigger picture. I'm going to look at the realm where God lives, where the realm where spirit and the angels live for 5 minutes. That's it. Or 3 minutes by just standing alone. And you can't, and you're right, it's hard. To this day, I've been working with people for so long, and the majority of people I work with are women. And the majority of them have kids and what you're going through. And I haven't found a better way to tell them than this, than saying, what do you have to do every day? You have to take a shower. And so when you take a shower, even if it's a 3-minute shower, you're going to take that time to take 10 deep breaths and come back to yourself. Come back to your vibration. And don't get on yourself and think you're bad because you weren't able to sit for 20 minutes and go om, 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 or follow Max's, you know, audio. How does that sit with you, Michelle?
It does, and I have, and I do that, so I guess I am that. I guess I am. I just
yeah.
Don't think I want more. That's my problem, is I want to spend more time on it, and it frustrates me that I don't and that I can't.
Okay, well, it's not that you can't. You can do whatever you want to, and I know that's, you know, you can do whatever you want to. This is me being the coach. You can do whatever you need to do, what you want to. But I will guarantee you, Michelle, is that if you're doing that now, when you're doing it for the 3 minutes or whatever, if you're consistent, how does it make you feel?
Great.
Good. Naturally, your spirit will start to go towards what makes you feel great and feel peaceful and feel connected. And you will say, it's not that you can't do that. You have to make time. You will be like, sorry, I need 5 minutes alone. I'm shutting and locking the door. You're going away. And I'm going to do that because it's going to make you feel good. Your spirit will require it. You'll be like, I have to do that. I got to do it. I cut you off. What were you going to say, Michelle?
Well, that's what that's the thing, is I want more of it. And then
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can't do more of it in space and time continuum as far as time-wise right now, think of more in depth of experience.
What do you mean?
So if you have, how many minutes do you think you have every day to do this?
I always try to shoot for at least 10.
Good. And you're doing that in the shower?
Yeah,
or you're
my
doing
water
that?
Bottle.
Okay. So since there is no time, your objective when you get ready to, and anyone can do this, your objective when you get ready to meditate or get to connect with Source is that you're just going to go deeper, quicker. Just say, you know what, if I went to a level 4 yesterday, today I'm going to go deeper in the same amount of time. I'm going to go to a level 5, which means quieting your mind even more, letting go of the ego more. And that's what deeper means, because you can meditate at the most incredibly enlightening stages, the deepest stages, in 5 minutes. It's just your ability to turn off the thoughts and say, okay, I'm going to go deeper in this 5 minutes. I don't have 10 minutes. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I don't have 10 minutes. So I have to go deeper, and I want to go deeper because it makes me feel good. Your spirit will find a way to be like, ooh, I feel it. I want to stay in that place. That feels good.
What happens, what's the difference when you're either listening to a meditated music state and just complete quiet? Like, is there a difference?
Yeah, there is. There is a difference. Because you've heard of that term, the music of the universe or the music of the stars or whatever. There's a vibration that comes from God. That comes from Source. That there's some physical vibrations of music or whatever that can sort of get you close to it, but it doesn't feel or sound anything like when you really hook into the silence. The silence is deafening, actually. And we're afraid of it. The silence is full of everything we want. All the music, all the love, all of that is in the silence. But if we, I'll say it again, it's like I'm not saying that visualization or guided visualization is not good, otherwise I wouldn't have made the whole course based on it. But when you get really silent, there is a music that's not music, that's a vibration you hook into that you go, oh! That's God. I got it. You feel it. You feel it. Feel it. And it's hard to explain. But do you sort of understand what I'm saying?
No, I do understand what you're saying.
I think you've actually had that experience.
Well, you hear farther than you can hear current. You sense, you see even. It's strange.
And you see without your eyes, you hear without your ears.
Yeah, but even the, like, just sitting on my, I'll meditate sometimes on my front porch.
Uh-huh.
And you don't, and I live in a very quiet place, so it's interesting how much farther my hearing goes when you, like, trying to pinpoint the birds and the distance and the, you could sense that how much farther that I'm hearing than if I'm listening into the now, or I'm just so filled with the chatter, I only hear what's very close to me.
Right. I get that. Now, okay, so coming back to your question, Michelle, is your question was, what's the difference between having a sound guided meditation and having a silent meditation, correct?
Right.
So what, those are two different things that actually do two different things. I think the more powerful, actually, on some level, is to go completely silent and just listen. That's more powerful. That's more connecting with the music of the universe, of what God is. But there's other times. It's sort of like, you know, there's times where you need to hear an up and happy song, and it just makes you feel like, okay, I'm back. I feel good because that song makes me feel great.
Right.
That's another thing you can do, too. One's not better than the other, but I think if we want to go deepest to that place, it's always in the silence, actually. Does that help, or does that confuse you more? Sorry.
Well, yeah, a great deal, actually.
Good. And, yeah, because it's not – I'm not saying don't listen to meditation music or don't do guided visualizations. Just know that they're two different things.
Well, I understand to that point that guided meditation or meditated music to get you to the place of quiet is
mm-hmm.
sometimes needed, because we need just that focal point, that focus.
Yep.
If we can meditate with music for a week, we could get to the place where you could be in the quiet. But we
mm-hmm.
have to first quiet the chatter in our heads first. And sometimes
right.
we need a reflection to say if it's music or if it's anything, just to stop the chatter.
Yes. Something to come back to all the time instead of the chatter.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Which is the music or the mantra or the breath.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, and I think that everything is about intention. So if your intention is to be like, you know what, and also being honest with ourselves, like, you know what, maybe silence isn't good for me right now. Right now, I need to hear this piece of music that's going to find the quiet place inside of me. And sometimes I have to do the silence. It sort of doesn't matter. But ultimately, I will come back to this. In the long run, sitting quietly will always bring us, if we can do it. And I always, with my clients and my students, I'm like, shoot for, like, you know, the Gandhi experience. If you don't get there, that's okay. At least you shot for that. You know, Gandhi would, you know, he would meditate in the middle of India with millions of people around him screaming and on a bus. And he'd be like, oh, my God, I'm with God right now. It's like, if we could have that discipline, that kind of, like, one pointed focus, like, shoot for that. If you can't get there without music, then fine. But at least we shoot for, you know, try to get there, or try to, you know, see, I'm going to try to do that, which is the most extreme. And if I don't get there, I'm still doing great. I'm still doing good. Okay? I want you all as my students to shoot for the deepest experience of spirit that you can find. The deepest and most profound experience, because it's all right there for you. You can do it. It might take more discipline, but that's okay. You're willing to do it. Okay? So I want to move on to the breath. There was two different breath exercises, and one was very, very, very simple. What was your experience with the deep breathing this week? Anybody? Was it a reminder of something you knew before, or a completely new concept of breathing deeply and coming back to yourself? Bueller? Bueller? I always say that. Okay, I will talk for a second. Physiologically... Okay, go ahead.
I'm missing something. Was there a download?
Yes.
There was?
Michelle, is that you?
Yeah, it's Michelle. Was
the whole first week, the first week audio.
I did.
Cindy and Roxanne, you got the first week audio, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Michelle, there's in the email. You didn't even listen to it? Wow.
I didn't either. This is Cindy. I missed it too somehow, and it was probably me. I'm looking at my emails.
Okay. Remember last week I said the crux of the whole course is the audio lessons that you're going to get every week?
Okay.
And you got an email that said, here's the link to week one, and then there's a password that says angels, and you listen to it and you download it? Did anyone hear that or listen to that?
I listened to part of it. I didn't make it all the way through. But
that's Roxanne?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm looking back. I don't see any download on mine. That's why I'm a little confused.
But it said when that email, because I see that all of you have gotten that email. It says, welcome to week one of Creating Heaven on Earth. On there is a link. There's the PDF, which is the written stuff for week one. And then there is a link on there that says, click here and put in the password angels, and you can listen to the weekly lesson.
Okay. I'm going to go back and...
If you need me to resend it, but I'm literally looking at the, I'm looking at all of you. Everyone has been sent that email. Cindy or Roxanne, you said you actually listened to part of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that was Roxanne. I'll send you a note.
Cindy,
back,
you didn't get it?
Pardon?
Cindy, did you get or hear that?
I did not hear it. I must have, like you said, my name's on the distribution list. I don't have it in my saved files. I'm going to need to have that again so I can do the assignment.
Okay, let me just – okay. I want to be really clear with all of you. The way I feel really bad right now because I'm assuming everyone had been for a week working with that audio because that's the way – was I not clear – the first week about the kickoff that you're going to get the audio and then you're going to listen to it for a week, you're going to work with it, and then you're going to come back and ask questions?
Oh, you were clear. I just had a really bad week.
No, that's okay. I mean, we have stuff that happens in our life. Totally, I get that. I'd be like, am I the worst teacher in the world that I didn't tell you? Okay, I'm going to – Cindy?
Yeah. I could say that I did miss that. I didn't – I'm not sure how I missed that, but
– Okay. In the emails, I'm going to resend them to you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Sure, no problem. I just want to make sure we're all at the same level. I mean, other people sent me emails that are doing the course. They were like – I've been having this experience with my meditation and the breathing and and I sent them back some answers to that. So they were like, I can't be on the call, so here's my questions about meditation, and I sent them that. So, okay. I'm just going to resend to everyone those emails with it. The way it works is that I'd really like it. Well, first of all, did you get the week two email this morning, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Your week two email should have a link in it. It's sort of like, here's week two. It's Creating Heaven on Earth course week two. In there, it says your audio is available at, and there's a link.
There sure is. And I've clicked on that one, but somehow I missed the first one.
But you missed the first. That's okay. Don't apologize. I want to make sure you all are getting as much out of this course as you can. So I'm going to resend week one to everyone so you have it.
I only got two emails today, and both were just – one was saying the angel class is in an hour, which is my most current one, and then I got the – says – angel class week two tonight. and that's all I got.
Michelle?
Yes.
First of all, Michelle, you actually, because you actually are ahead of other people by a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, Michelle won this, and so I entered you in before. So you should have gotten the Creating Heaven on Earth course week 2 3 days ago or 4 days ago. You should have gotten it, but it's okay. You didn't get...
Then I don't see it. That's okay. What I'm seeing.
Michelle, you and I don't want to take up the rest of the class's time, but you and I...
I'll tell you later.
I'm going to make sure you're on board. So, in moving forward, what I'd like to sort of emphasize is that the way the course works is that I would like you to, when you get the audio for the week, now we're on week 2. So, Michelle, if you're going to have to listen to week 1 again, whatever, stay on course with what week we're in. So,
okay.
We'll from now on, I want you to listen to the week 2 audio for at least 5 times this week and do the visualization and do the exercises, because then you can reflect. This week is all about Archangel Michael, about Michael. And there is stuff that you're going to have to do about your fears, about what you're scared of and what you've been holding back in your life, and he helps you to do that. And as you go through the audio, it will step by step take you through going through those worksheets and connecting with him and giving your fears to him and seeing your strength and seeing your courage. So you're always going to have week 1, everyone. You can always go back to it, but we have to now keep up with week 2. So you're going to go into week 2 this week with notice your life. You're going to notice situations and events without judgment. And you're going to work with that audio. Is that really clear, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You can go back and listen to week 1 again and do. There's a 10-minute let go meditation in there where I take you through. If there's music in it, and I say let go, and the music takes over, and it's just the music for about 10 minutes, and then I come back and I say let go, and it's a very straightforward, and it's all about letting go and being in the silence. There's music on this one, though. So I encourage you to go back and do that. Okay. So, but in that audio, I talk a lot about your breath. Breathing. Because when we breathe, literally, let's all take a big deep breath right now. Everyone on the call right now, take a big deep breath. I can't hear you. Okay. Now, when we take a breath like that, our ego can't be active when we're deep breathing. And there are studies, and as you listen to the audio again, I go through this. There are studies that have been done when literally the analytical part of our brain literally does not awaken when we take a deep breath. When we take a deep breath, the intuitive, creative side of our brain lights up. And that's where spirit, our antenna for spirit, comes through that creative side of our brain. So when we're stuck in the world, when we're stuck with our life, and we're like, how do we do this? How do we do that? And when our mind is going crazy. Anyone have that ever in their life?
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out and the craziness. If we just go, you come back to your spirit. We come back to the present moment. and we come back to being and not figuring out and not trying to do. And that's why I put the breath with the meditation, because breathing is being, meditation is being. So I encourage you all to go back and listen to that. And there's another more complicated breathing exercise in that, which would be great. But just know this, for the call today and for you, I want you to know that literally we cannot be worrying and be in our spirit at the same time. Is that a revelation for anyone here? I'll tell you, it was for me. When I first learned this years and years and years ago, I was like, oh, wait a second. I can always be worrying and figuring out my life and organizing it and da-da-da and being in my head and da-da-da-da, and I can still be in my spirit. No, actually we can't. That's our ego going crazy. And the breath brings us back into our present moment, brings us back into our spirit, who we really are. Otherwise, we're in our brain, we're either in our past or in our future. And we're trying to figure out what's going to happen in our future, or we're trying to either make amends for the past, or we're stuck in the past. And in the present moment, coming back to the beginning of our call, it's all in the now. Spirit is now. And that's what it's all about. When we breathe, when we meditate, when we sit, and that's when we start to hear the angels. And that's where truth comes. And that's where Metatron comes in. And Metatron is the truth. He is the archangel that gives us the glimpse of the truth of things. And I'm not going to ask you any more questions about this, because I think that we haven't really, like, listened to the whole audio yet. So I'm not going to ask you about that. If you listen to the audios and you have experiences with Metatron, then I want you to email me a question or email me answers about what's happening for you about Metatron. I'm not going to ask you about it right now because it would be a moot point. But that's all in the audio, because Metatron is all about finding the truth about ourselves, about the world, about a situation. His energy helps to reveal the truth with a capital T. Not our truth, but what's really going on. What's really going on in any area that we might need clarity. Does that make sense, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So a lot's been done today, and I hope we can all get on the same page now, moving forward. So before we say our final prayer and do our reflection about this week and what we talked about meditation, just in housekeeping ways, I want to find out if there's anything about how the Course works that you have a question about, because I don't want us to move forward unless you're really clear. Do you have any question about how the Course is going to work?
No.
No, thank you for going back over it again this week. That was very helpful for me.
Good. Okay. Good. Thank you. Now, I'm all about, I want you to be on board. I don't want to be ahead of you. This is for you. This is for you. So, good. So, just moving forward, just my suggestion is you listen to it, and then you download it into your iPod, and then you listen to it during the week or at your computer. And I would say for the next 5 weeks, whatever the audio is for that week, to do the meditation, to listen to the whole, 40-minute recording at least 5 times in that week. At least 5 times in that week. You don't have to listen to me talking all the time, but at least do, because each of those is going to have a good 15-20 minute guided visualization that you do need to do. And then you come back, and then we share our experience. All right, ladies?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, good. Great. So As far as meditation, as far as breathing, and what we talked about before this, is there any, what kind of revelations did you have about meditation? Any ahas? Any like, oh, that's interesting, about your process with meditation? Or about what I, something I might have said about it, or what you heard from your other students, your other fellow students about meditation?
I think for me, what I learned tonight was that the silent meditation is better for me. I have gone deeper when I've done that. I just use the guided more as a crutch.
That's okay.
And I think I'm going to try the silent this coming week.
Good. Thank you. And when you go back to that lesson of the first audio, you know, it's not completely silent because there's a little bit of spacey music, but it's almost silent.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, it's not guided. So.
And I will do that this week.
Sure. No problem. Okay. Anyone else want to share anything about meditation?
It's a work in progress.
Yay. The whole world is a work in progress. The whole thing is all a work in progress.
I don't think that's ever going to change.
No. What do they say? Change is the only thing we can depend on.
Yep.
It's always morphing and growing and changing, and that's part of the ebb and flow of the beautiful life that we're living. So, good. I like that. There's no destination. It's always changing. It's always moving forward. Anyone else have anything about meditation? Okay. So we're going to wrap up here, and we're going to do the closing prayer. And in the prayer, we sort of set a little bit of a wrap-up, but right now, just sort of think, what's one word that stands out for tonight? Of all this last hour that we've been talking, one word or one feeling that sort of stands out for you. Just think about that. And in this prayer, I'm going to allow all of us to say our word. So let's all take a deep breath and close our eyes. Dear Mother, Father, God, Divine Source, Universe, all that is, thank you so much for this time together. Thank you so much for setting everything up so divinely perfect that all of us could relate to each other, communicate with each other, and share our spirits with each other. And as we experienced each other tonight, we see part of ourselves in each other. We see that there is no separation between us, really. There is only one of us here. We have felt the guidance of the angels, of the ascended masters, and our own spirit guides here with us, always loving, always supporting, and always guiding us to our deepest, most authentic and true selves. And we don't have to go anywhere to find that. We just have to be more of who we are and allow that. For we know that there is no there. There is only here. And there is only now. And it is in the present moment when the divine meets the human experience. And as we go around the circle tonight, we each put in a word or a phrase that stands out for us over this last hour that we've been together. And I will start first, and my word is clarity. And anyone else can say their word into the circle.
Just be, that's enough.
Beautiful, thank you.
Breathe.
Nice.
Allowing.
Say it again.
Allowing.
Thank you. Good. And we thank every one of us here in this circle for showing up. For just showing up is 90% of the journey of making the commitment to open ourselves up in a new way, to learn, to grow, to push ourselves to be more than what we thought we were, and to be closer to the divine self that we really are. And as we go into this week, we surround everyone here on the call or everyone listening on the recording. We surround everyone with light, with love and support. That's just a reflection of their true nature that's deep within them. And we see everyone in the circle with angels to their left, angel to their right, angels in front, behind, above, and below them. Sitting in the palm of the divine's hand, being guided towards love, towards understanding, and towards peace. Thank you very much, and so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, ladies, thank you.
Thank you, Max.
Sure. If you have anything that you need, then just email me and let me know, and I will resend that week one so everyone has the week one link. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Much love to everyone. Have a great night.
You too.
See you next week.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.